live from the No Panic Zone, or maybe the No Karen Zone. I like that a little bit better. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for May the 29th. It's a Friday. Good to have you here. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Democrats continuing to melt down over the pace and intensity with which Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell are filling vacancies on federal courts. Man, they fear the rule of law. Number two, in Florida, despite the ridiculous assertions that there would be people dying in the streets from coronavirus for opening up too soon, not the case at all. In fact, Governor Ron DeSantis has put on a clinic on how to run a state in the middle of a pandemic. Good for him. And number one, the full court push by the Democrats to get mail-in voting in place before November should tell you everything you need to know about what their goals really are with the pandemic. And we're going to get to all of that, but first, back to Minneapolis, where the meltdown continues. The meltdown continues in Minneapolis over the death of George Floyd. Floyd, of course, a black man who died in police custody on Monday. It's led to massive rioting over the last three nights. Last night, a police precinct burned to the ground. Well, I don't know if it burned all the way to the ground, but it's all brick and it's all burned out. We've seen Target stores looted. We've seen AutoZone stores destroyed. 36 businesses and all destroyed on the first night. The count continues to go up, with looting in the streets and destruction of private property at a blistering pace. It's unbelievable, really. And last night, the president promised that if the mayor couldn't get things under control, he would. The president tweeting this, "I can't stand back and watch this happen to a great American city, Minneapolis. A total lack of leadership," says the president. Either way, the very radical left mayor, Jacob Frey, needs to get his act together and bring the city under control, or I will send in the National Guard and get the job done right. The president then tweeted this, "These thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd, and I won't let this happen." Just spoke to Governor Tim Walz and told him that the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty, and we will assume control. But when the looting starts, the shooting starts. "Thank you," so tweeted the president. Then that was censored by Twitter. In fact, the president's tweet not allowed to be shared or liked. You can see it, but it can't go anywhere. More than 80 million followers of the president, of course. This is all part of the censorship going on with big social media companies of those that they don't like or don't agree with. The president says this is going to stop. In fact, he says he is going to make that stop. Now, he signed an executive order yesterday addressing this and reining in sections of parts of Section 230 in this order. And here's what it says in part. New regulations under Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act is the act that's being updated. Communications Decency Act, to make it so social media companies that engage in censoring any political conduct will not, that's key, not be able to keep their liability shield. You see, previously these companies were able to hide behind the shield because they were basically reposting the thoughts and messages and images put up by third parties, you and I. You and I would put up a post on Facebook or Twitter, and therefore Twitter and Facebook were not liable for what I would write or what you would take a picture of and post on those websites. So as a result, they were protected. But now, because they are actively engaging in censorship, they're acting as editors. They're acting as editors. That's what the Attorney General said yesterday, and he's right. When you go in and you say, well, you can say this, but you can't say that, we'll allow this content, we won't allow that content, you would have become a content editor. You're editing the newspaper. Therefore, your protections are removed. That's what the president is working for under that section. He's also working to prohibit federal tax dollars from financing online platforms that restrict free speech. Now, why in the world we'd be giving money to Twitter or Facebook at this point is beyond me. But the Department of Justice, according to the order, will review viewpoint-based speech restrictions. Viewpoint-based speech restrictions imposed by online platformers to assess whether they amount to problematic vehicles for government speech. What we have here is a situation where, in effect, Facebook and Twitter and some of these other monster platforms have become public utilities. Everybody uses them. They're ubiquitous. Whether it's TikTok or Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, whatever you prefer, the vast majority of people use these platforms to communicate with others and to get information from the world around them. And to restrict just one side of the aisle and those viewpoints, I think it's wrong. Now, people are going to say, well, they're private companies. Yeah, so is Mobil. So is Standard Oil. But when you get too big for your britches, sometimes you got to be taken out behind the woodshed. Hello. All right, here's the most disturbing thing that I have seen or heard in quite some time when it comes to journalism. Now, it's no secret, I am no fan of CNN. I refer to them as Chicken Noodle News or the Chinese News Network, and with good reason. They have no ethics. They're willing to bash the president and make things up and create fake stories on a regular basis. But what you are about to see and hear is reprehensible. A reporter for CNN on the scene last night in Minneapolis, behind police lines, watching it all come together and watching the scene unfold, is arrested on live television. For what? We're not quite sure. Go ahead and roll it. I want you guys to hear this right now.
At the fire department, or with the fire department, I should say, on that building we showed you that was burning. This is among the state patrol unit that was advancing up the street, saying and scattering the protesters at that point for people to clear the area. And so we walked away. I'm sorry?
You're under arrest.
Okay. Do you mind telling me why I'm under arrest, sir? Why am I under arrest, sir?
Okay.
You are arresting him live on CNN. We told you before that we are with CNN.
They're making it clear with CNN.
If you're just tuning in, you are watching our correspondent, Omar Jimenez, being arrested by state police in Minnesota. We're not sure why our correspondent is being arrested.
Hang on 1 second, Allison. Let's listen into what these officers are saying.
All right. Pretty shocking to see a CNN reporter arrested by state police in Minnesota there at the riots in Minneapolis. Clearly they identify themselves, and obviously they're a news crew. You'll have a photographer, a couple of field producers. There's a little cluster of people that move around in these. I've been there. I've obviously done this for a living, and I used to be in groups just like that. I was the reporter in situations not unlike what you were just seeing. I was never arrested for being a reporter. Obviously, they had scattered protesters. This crew was obviously not setting fire to the wine store that in the video is on fire in the background. They were doing their job. And again, I may not agree with CNN on much of anything, but I am disgusted to see the Minnesota State Police arrest a reporter who clearly is doing his job, is no threat to them, is not inciting riots, is not involved with the protesting, is not involved with any of the violence or criminal activity going on. For the Minnesota State Police to arrest that man is reprehensible and a violation of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. This is a place where Donald Trump, the President of the United States, should weigh in on the side of CNN. He should. He should take the side of free speech and journalism in this case. It's the right thing to do. What I just saw? Repugnant. It's 14 after. You're on the Steve Gruber Show. It's the No Panic Zone. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need.
While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.